Real Tours is the breakthrough new series from Rue.ca that brings you Canadian real estate like you've never seen it before. Join us as we embark on an adventure through the Lower Mainland's most sought-after neighborhoods, guided by British Columbia's best realtors. Introduction. Ask someone outside of the Lower Mainland what they think about North Vancouver, and you might get a picture of a rainy suburb on the side of a mountain, separated from the city proper by two, very, busy bridges. And while those descriptions are often true, especially the bridge part, there is so much more to North Vancouver than meets the eye. For starters, North Van is a collection of incredibly diverse communities. From cosmopolitan condo living in Lower Lonsdale to dreamy seaside village vibes in Deep Cove, it's impossible to pigeonhole what living on the North Shore is actually like. In the latest episode of Real Tours, host Stephen Tadge partners with realtor extraordinaire Mehdi Miar to explore the sprawling municipality and discover the real North Vancouver. The neighborhood. North Vancouver is somewhat confusingly split into two sections, the city and the district. Think of North Van City as the heart of the commercial zone. The district of North Vancouver, on the other hand, is a far bigger area, characterized by suburbs and direct access to the mountains. With Miar on hand to guide us through both areas, we start in Lower Lonsdale, home to the famous Lonsdale Key Market, the bougie new shipyards district and the Seabus Terminal, where riders are whisked across the waves to downtown Vancouver. Lower Lonsdale has embraced the condo lifestyle with mid-rise glass towers dotting the shoreline and multiple breweries within walking distance. Heading north towards the mountains is Upper Lonsdale. Think more trees, more single-family homes and a bit more of a stroll to your local cafe. Perhaps the most attractive aspect of this neighborhood is its proximity to the great outdoors. There are countless parks, mountain trails and adventure activities literally on your doorstep. A short drive lands you in Edgemont Village, a mountain town hidden right in the heart of North Vancouver and Miar's favorite community in the area. With Grouse Mountain and Capilano Suspension Bridge only minutes away, tourist traffic means Edgemont Village punches way above its weight in terms of great restaurants and other local businesses. For a final stop on the tour, Miar takes the Real Tours crew to Deep Cove, the easternmost part of North Vancouver. Sitting on the shore of Burrard Inlet's Indian Arm, Deep Cove feels like going on vacation without actually leaving the city. Finding a property here is tough as the current locals understandably aren't leaving, but in the meantime, swing by for some kayaking, paddle boarding or ridiculously tasty pastries at the famous Honey Donuts. Our guide, Mehdi Miar, is a man with experience 22 years to be specific, building real estate businesses in the Middle East and now in Vancouver. Since moving to the Lower Mainland in 2016, he's won multiple realty awards and has been instrumental in developing a real estate website in Farsi for the Iranian community. Miar has not only embraced West Coast living, he's perfected it. When he's not helping homeseekers find the perfect property, he's with his son on North Vancouver's trails, slopes or waves. "I love nature," he says. "Whenever I have time, I'm either skiing, biking or I'm on my paddleboard." Living here. Similar to many communities across the Lower Mainland right now, the number of homes for sale in North Vancouver is tight. But there's a great mix of property types, with apartments and detached houses making up the majority of available listings, and some townhomes up for grabs as well. Miar guides us through the streets of Upper Lonsdale, where detached homes sit on relatively large lots in comparison to other nearby neighborhoods, such as Edgemont Village. Plus, the mountainside location means many homes here come with epic views over the Burrard Inlet and downtown Vancouver. We stop in a newly built gem of a house on Osborne Road sitting on a 9,000-square-foot lot. Inside the three-story, 5,000-square-foot home, you'll find 8 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms and 2 kitchens, as well as a separate legal suite that can be rented out. It's a stone's throw away from the gorgeous Princess Park and a short drive from the shops and restaurants of Lonsdale Avenue.